The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us for the second hour of the Outdoorsman Radio Show. My name is Alan Ellis, and our co-host is my lovely and gracious wife, Robin Ellis. And right now we're going to go to an interview with Amy Hunter, who is the Director of Media Relations for the National Rifle Association and the Great American Outdoor Show. We're going to find out a little bit about the outdoor show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, that starts today. Good morning, Amy. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to come on, and it sounds like this is the perfect audience for this kind of event, so I'm really glad to be able to tell all your listeners about this, and hopefully they'll come out and check it out.
Amy, we've been doing commercials for the National Great American Outdoor Show since you started, since the NRA took it over. And we work with Allison, and I know you know her very well, and I've known Allison for a long, long time. So this is very good, to have you with us and tell us about the show. So, okay, the crowd is going to be gathering there as we speak here at 6 o'clock in the morning, and, you know, they'll be parking and getting ready and getting on the buses and getting out there. When they come through the gate, what are they going to be greeted with? The big admissions gate, right?
Yes, an admissions gate, and they're going to come in, and they are going to see just the largest consumer show, we think, in the world for outdoorsmen. I mean, it is a one-stop shop for all of your outdoor interests. It has something for everyone. It's frankly kind of an overwhelming show. It's just visually stimulating. There's something there for everyone. A lot of people say they can't even do it in one day. In fact, we offer a special the last day of the show on Sunday, on the 9th. If you've been one day before, you can get in free on Sunday, because so many people over the years have said they come for one day and they can't see it all
time. Sure.
So it's really a spectacle to be seen.
Well, we've been giving away tickets to about a dozen of our listeners, and they're always anxious to get them. I'm getting texts, you know, throughout the week. Did you send the tickets out yet? You know, so they're anxious. They're chafing at the bit to get up there and see all the stuff. And I've got friends that go that book trips and you know, talk to the outfitters and guides. How many guides and outfitters do you have in the show this year?
We have more than 200. Seminars and demonstrations, and that's just for the education aspect of it. That's for hunting, fishing, cooking, self, home defense, including a number of celebrities and experts.
Right.
And on top of that, we've got 1,100 different exhibitors who are going to be there it's the Pennsylvania Farm Show Complex.
Yes,
it's a huge facility, and there's 650,000 square feet of space with 9 different exhibit halls.
Wow.
So, I mean, when I say it's huge, I mean it's huge. And you can come in there and just get lost. And I always say to people, I just love, there's something for everyone. I mean, you sort of get lost in there, and you get really into the knives and the gear on one page, and then, or not page, on one
right.
hall, and then next you're in the archery hall, and then you walk around that, and then next you're in the, you know, in the Hunting Outfitters Hall. And there's just so much to look at, and so much to learn.
If I remember from the commercials, and we'll be, you know, we'll be playing them throughout the day today, there's about 400 guides and outfitters there, and you can walk through those halls, and you can look up, and you see the giant deer and bear and fish and everything else that they offer, and you can go, you know, just about any in the, anywhere in the world, book a trip anywhere in the world. I mean, you know, probably New Zealand and any state out west and Canada provinces, wherever you want to, book a hunt for, whatever you want to book a hunt for, wild boar and, you know, white-tailed deer and you name it, it's right there at the Great American Outdoor Show.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite. That's one of my favorite areas of it is the outfitters, because you kind of everyone loves to plan a vacation. You're having a slow day at work and
sure.
You're sitting about, you know, thinking about your next vacation, and this really lets your imagination go. It's like, oh my gosh, I could do this. This would be so much fun. You know, you
sure.
Really start planning and getting some good information. And it's amazing what's out there. And it's, to me, it's better than, like, you know, you can sit at your desk and search online and kind of daydream about something. But when you can actually go into a hall and see it and feel it and talk to the people and be around other people who are also interested, I mean, it really comes to life, and you really get some excitement about all that's out there.
Well, I like that approach. When you look at something online, or even you talk to somebody on the telephone, you're not looking them in the, you know, not looking them in the eye. And you can, a lot of people you can read when you look them in the eye, and you go, you know, what the guy told me on the phone, what I'm seeing here might be a little bit different. So
yeah.
I like to go talk face to face with the folks and you know, ask some. And that's the thing. You can ask them pointed questions, and you can tell by their body language if they're telling you the straight story, you know?
Yeah.
So that's good. You know, there are thousands of different products that are available. There's no question. With 1,100 exhibitors, 400 outfitters, you got people selling everything for the outdoors. Even vehicles and boats and things like that. I know one of my friends is up there with some Argo ATVs, and you know, other folks as well. So I mean, it's from one spectrum to the other. If you want to buy the tiniest hand-tied dry fly for fishing for native brook trout in a mountain stream somewhere, it's there. Or if you want to go rock somebody's world in a big ATV or a giant boat, that's there too. Even from the tiniest to the biggest, you know. And I love going to the show. There's no question about it. But it is the National Rifle Association show. Let's talk a little bit about the gun manufacturers that are there. Isn't there an entire hall of gun manufacturers?
Yeah, you're going to see. Yeah, there's a ton of gun manufacturers there, and our famous wall of guns will be there, and people can enter to win firearms. That's a very, very popular exhibit. And it's like you said, I mean, there's an enormous hall for archery, enormous hall for boats, for fishing, for outfitters, outdoor products, RVs, and all things related to the shooting sports. So this isn't, it's an NRA event, but it's really to celebrate the outdoorsman.
Of course,
you know, and it's really
course.
For anyone who's interested in,
sure.
in anything. And it's a really great event, to bring the family to, because I mean, you know, even the kids, there's so much to do for kids. There's a kids casting contest, which
yep.
is really fun
yep.
for anglers 7 to 15. There's the dock dogs, which is like everyone's favorite, you know, because you get to see the
sure.
dogs really in action. There's a 3D bow hunter challenge, and that's where archers will, it's a 30 shot course for the chance to win trophies and,
nice.
And prizes. I mean, it's across the board.
Yeah. There's no question about it. And archery has been, you know, featured very prominently. And it's hard to say that, you know, when you go there and you see, and let's say you're not a bow hunter, you're not an archer, and you see those demonstrations, you go, well, that's pretty cool. I'd like to try one of those bows. And you can, which is the cool thing, you know. Or, hey,
yeah.
you know, I've never tried bass fishing. Let me wander over here to the hog trough and see how these guys are casting these lures and how they're making these. And, you know, some of that stuff is just absolutely spectacular when they do the demonstrations and the talks and the things. You know, cooking demonstrations, how to prepare your meat and how to prepare, you know, different cuts of game and fish and things like that. I mean, we just, tell me about the country concert, will you please?
Yeah, the Country Concert is always one of our favorite events because, you know, I think when you're at the show, you can sort of separate and look into whatever it is that interests you, but everyone really comes together. It's something for the whole family to come together and kind of celebrate that last night. This year, I'm looking for my information here.
Chris Jansen, Jacob Bryant, John Langston is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I'm helping you. I'm helping you, Amy. Are you there now? Are you in the complex now?
I am not there.
Okay.
I am, my colleague Lars is there now and, I'm going up tomorrow. So
yeah.
I'll be up there both weekends.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But yes, the NRA Country Concert is great. It's going to be Chris Jansen with special guests, John Langston and Jacob Bryant. So that's
cool.
That'll be in the Lars Arena and, that's Saturday night and, you know, we're going to be there and there's just all kinds of music and dancing and it's really fun.
Oh, that is fun. That's fun. Well, another thing that people like to do is they like to go around and see their celebrities that they see on TV, the celebrity hunters and celebrity anglers that are just basically in the aisles. Most of them are, you know, involved with some of their sponsors, booths and things like that. But, you know, you've got some of the top people in the world that are in the world of hunting and fishing there at the Great American Outdoor Show at the Harrisburg Farm Show Complex, February 1st through the 9th. Tickets available at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. But do any names come to mind, Amy, that people can meet and greet while they're up there?
Yeah, just a few that you can talk to and meet is Roland Martin, Jimmy Houston, Kip Campbell, David and Karen Holder, Dr. Grant Woods, Christy Titus. You know, those are a few that come to mind, just a variety of experts in their fields. And again, there's just going to be a host of seminars and educational, you know, things that people can learn
sure.
from real experts in the field. So maybe not celebrities there, but
well,
real experts. So
I mean, it's
a great,
yeah.
You know.
Will the buck display be there this year? Do you know?
I believe it will be. Yes, I believe it will be.
That's great. Some of the biggest bucks in the world are in that collection. And, of course, you know, some of them are unbelievable. I know the biggest buck that was ever taken here in Maryland, ever taken on the East Coast the last time I was at the show, is there. And that's the Crutchfield buck that was taken in southern Maryland. And you can see that mount at the Great American Outdoor Show. That's a fantastic, giant, non-typical whitetail, 268 inches of antler. And so, you know, and that's just one of the collection. So, you know, there's magnificent taxidermy displays.
Yeah, there really are. And it's really beautiful to see. I mean, that's what I would say. It's so visually stimulating. I mean, that's one of the things you get to go in and there's, again, it's just more than looking at pictures of this stuff. I mean, you get to really sense the size of these creatures,
beauty
of these creatures, the, you know, intricacy of them and hear about, you know, the hunts. It's just amazing.
Well, each one of those outfitters has now with technology, each one of them pretty much has a TV, in their booth and they're running, videos on loops of the hunts that they take. And, you know, you can stand there and watch how they do things. You know, if it's a hog hunt, you can see the dogs running the hogs. If it's a moose hunt, you can watch the hunters stalk the moose. If it's a, you know, if it's a fishing trip, you can see the guys out there hooking the salmon or whatever they're hooking. It's like you, I mean, visually stimulating is a great way to put it. No question about it. So, it's exciting. There's no question. It is big. And if I were going to recommend for somebody to do something, go up there and go for 2 days and walk through. Oh, and don't forget, there's plenty of good stuff to eat, too.
I was going to say, that's one of the things I always like to tell people. I mean, the food is famous in NRA headquarters, and we look forward to it all year round because the milkshakes, the pretzels, the sandwiches, I mean, I say get there early for the food because there's a huge line when you get there to get just scrumptious food. And one other point I like to make about this is, you know, it's in Harrisburg, and this is just great NRA country. And within the show attracts people from, you know, all 50 states, if not around the world. But, within a 300-mile radius of Harrisburg, we've got nearly a million NRA members. So, you know, me living here in DC, you know, sometimes I'm not always surrounded by, you know, people who are interested in the same things. And, you know, it's really, really nice to go to a show like this and just casually interact with people who are interested in all the same things and, you know, really feel a sense of community. So that's something we love about hosting it in Harrisburg. And that's something that keeps people coming back every time. It's just the friendliness, the camaraderie. It's really something special.
And if I get up there, I'll be more than comfortable to meet with the rest of the credulous boomer rubes that'll be there.
Yes.
Some of the deplorables, some of those people that cling to their God and their guns and their Bible.
Right.
You know, hey, my kind of folks, we're going to be there. So,
absolutely.
Oh, man. Well, listen, I appreciate you joining us this morning there, Amy. It's Amy Hunter, Director of Media Relations, telling us a little bit about the National Rifle Association's Great American Outdoor Show. Again, it's February 1st, today through next Sunday, February 9th. At the Harrisburg Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, just about an hour and a half up the road. So, Amy, appreciate you joining us. And if I get up there, I'll look you up.
All right. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Okay, Amy. Bye-bye. All right. We're going to do some commercials, and we'll be back to you in a little bit. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner or the Linex extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex. Well, time for me to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop. I want you to mark your calendars for a month from now. That'd be March 6th through the 15th. That's their 10-day Let's Go Fishing Sale. They got plenty of trout and perch stuff on sale. You can save on premium monofilament line at half price. Just starts at just 1 cent per yard. All you got to do is bring your empty spools and have them install new line. Now, that doesn't include the Power Pro braided line or anything like that. All Shakespeare Ugly Stick and Fluger rods and reels are on sale. They're featuring spinning reels this year. The Battle 2 series from Penn, like eight sizes of that. Same thing with Fluger, another five to eight sizes. I can't remember the President series of spinning reels. These are great spinning reels. If you need a new one, man, take a look at those two. All trolling lures are on sale too. The Clark spoons, the Sea Striker planers, kids combos, and fishing kits are all on sale, starting at just $19.95. Anything for trout, bass, catfish, and panfish, they've got all the kits. So check out the selection of St. Croix rods, too. Clyde Sports Shop has live and frozen bait and minnows, fishing license, rod and reel repairs, lures, hooks, and lead weights, tackle for all species, circle hooks for rockfish, bucktails, umbrellas, and parachutes. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. Let's talk about Bay Country Crabbing Supply. In Edgewater, they have everything you need for recreational commercial crabbing and bay fishing tackle, too. Now Bay Country Crabbing Supply has a new hunting room, complete with Hoyt and Matthews bows. Bay Country Crab and Supply, located at 214 Mayo Road in Edgewater. Stackable traps, commercial pots, rigged trot lines and trot line parts, live boxes, nets, ropes, buoys. That's crab and stuff. Stainless steel steamers. And a full line of bay fishing tackle, gear, freshwater tackle, snakehead gear, and everything else. February 15th and 16th, Bay Country Crab and Supply will attend the Pasadena Sport Fishing Show at Early Heights Fire Hall. For more info, give them a call. 410-956-0300, 956-0300. Waterman, bring your license for your discount, baycountrycrabbingsupply.com.
It's the world's largest outdoor sports show, and you can't afford to miss it. The Great American Outdoor Show. February 1st through the 9th at the PA Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg. Over 1,000 exhibitors, more than 200 seminars from outdoor pros, over 400 hunting and fishing outfitters, interactive events and entertainment for the whole family. Pursue your adventure. February 1st through the 9th in Harrisburg. Get your tickets at GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, before we talk about the National Outdoor Show, I want to tell you about Battery Warehouse. I was in there the other day, right? And a guy comes in and goes, "You have batteries for these?" And he put up his keyless car key, which, Robin, you have a keyless car, right?
Yep.
And, you know, Brittany, she's, "Yeah, sure." Popped it open, put a new battery in. There you go. I can't. It wasn't very much money. He walked out and hit the key, and his car started. He's like, "Man, you got me fixed. My wife's car, my wife's key still works, but mine doesn't work anymore." Replaced the battery on the spot, and off he went. You know, would they tell us they replace those things that cost to replace that whole thing? $400 or something?
$300 something.
Yeah. So there he went in, and, I mean, she knew how to open it. And, I mean, I'll tell you what, those folks know their batteries. So it's time for the 75th Annual National Outdoor Show. This is the home of the World Muskrat Skinning Championships, February 28th, 29th, at 3485 Golden Hill Road, Church Creek, Maryland. It's $8 to get in, $4 for kids. You're now in muskrat country, the heartland of sportsmen and trappers, watermen and wildlife. Folks are proud to show you the best that comes from our boot-sucking marshes and the flowing waters that surround them. Most of all, we hope to share the unique spirit and character of our hardworking people who keep one foot in a technologically savvy world and the other stuck deep in our traditional old-school ways. It's a weekend of fun for the whole family, entertaining contests and educational exhibits, leisurely shopping, savor local seafood delicacies, and have muskrat cooler the old-fashioned way. Enjoy the heartland of Maryland. That's Dorchester County. February 28, 29, see you at the 75th Annual National Outdoor Show. Visit nationaloutdoorshow.org.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Every time our eyes meet, I panic and I freeze. At night you keep me awake. They
I'm amazed by you. Speaking of booners, you know what he's talking about, Robin. You know what a booner is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not what you think, but you know what a booner,
is.
Yeah, a booner. A booner is a deer that is very large, and we have, I can't remember how many we have in the Boone and Crockett Club records in Maryland, but.
Oh, I just heard that number, too.
Yeah. They'll be in the upcoming record book called Maryland's Finest, by the way. We're working with Boone and Crockett to get the list of all those Boone and Crockett bucks in Maryland.
But a booner means it would go in Boone and Crockett.
Boone and Crockett records. This is an exceptionally large species, especially large specimen of any North American big game that meets a minimum measured score by the score of its antlers. And I'll tell you, we got them coming out of the woodwork for bucks, bears, and stags, don't we?
Oh.
I think in the last month we've measured two or three Boone and Crockett bucks here in Maryland, maybe four. But there's plenty of them out there. So.
Whatever, it's just been awesome.
Yeah.
And the response and the people's attitude.
If you're a deer hunter and you don't know about bucks, bears, stags, go to bucks-bears-stags.com and visit our website, and you will see the new record book coming out June 1st of all the records going back 30 years or more in Maryland. Every record book buck that we can find from up until the time when bucks, bears, stag started in 2017, including the ones we measured, is going to be in that record book. There'll be stories, there'll be pictures, there'll be. We had a very interesting. We get interesting deer stories all the time. And we can't share them all because we just can't. There's not enough time. So let's talk to Glenn on the line. Good morning, Glenn. How you doing, buddy? Thanks for holding on.
Hey, Alan, Robin. How you all doing?
Doing good.
Good,
Glenn.
Man. Did you get your tickets?
Yes, I did.
Good.
You got here sooner than I thought.
Yeah.
Anyway, see, you were saying the address for the thing down Cambridge.
Yeah.
What was the Golden what road? I couldn't understand.
Golden Hill Road.
Golden
Hill. H-I-L-L, Hill.
Okay.
Yeah. You get down to Church Creek, go down Route 16, and it's you just stay on Route 16 like you're going towards the marina down there.
No, yeah, I'm off.
Yeah, you go to Cambridge. Go to Cambridge.
Mm-hmm.
Turn on Woods Road. There's a Royal Farm there. Royal Farms. Go to the end of that road. You turn right. That takes you down to Church Creek. You turn left. Got it?
I think so.
If you need help, call me back. It's all good.
Right.
All right?
Yeah, so. Well, say I didn't get no geese this time.
No geese? No deer? Oh, man. Yeah. You must be a vegetarian.
No, not really. I can't cook anymore. I got one dove the first day of dove season, and I got them five snow geese the other week.
Yeah, well, you're living on that, so. All right. Oh, brother. All right, buddy.
Right.
We'll take care.
Take care.
Yeah. See you, man.
Have a
Thanks.
Great week, Glenn.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right. How about that?
Harvey, I think.
Harvey. Yes, it is Harvey. Good morning, Harvey.
Good morning, Alan. Hi, Robin. How are you?
Good morning. I am wonderful.
Good. I'm from Baltimore County, this area, and the past 20 years, things have gotten worse, of course, and I like to get something for protection. I found after two murders in the Back River Neck Peninsula in the last few months, I've decided that I better break down and get myself a protection. I've been looking at a 20-gauge shotgun using buckshot. Is that something you would recommend?
That's absolutely what I would recommend. No waiting period. You go into your local gun shop, you pick the gun you want. I would recommend learning how to use a pump-action shotgun because you can put five rounds in there, okay?
And yeah, the ones I'm checking out are three. You get three, and then you can open it up the whole time.
Yeah, you take the plug out. The reason you only get three is because there's a plug in the magazine to restrict you from adding more because of waterfowl hunting. Okay. Federal regulations don't allow you to put more than three shells in your gun. Okay. But that plug is removable if you want to add more. Okay.
Yeah, the house is not very big. I just want to deter. Would you think a buckshot, or should I go with something a little bigger?
No. Buckshot's fine. Listen, what's going to happen if somebody breaks in, or you know, you have that situation? If they hear you in another room, work the action of that shotgun. That alone is going to cause them to flee. If they don't, even at close range with buckshot, you're going to be very effective. You're going to be far more effective with 7, 10, 11 pellets of buckshot than you are firing one round at them from, you know, a handgun of some kind.
Yes, I'm tired of the politicians in Maryland using a holistic, I believe it's the word they use, approach to crime. I'm going to use a proactive means of deterring crime.
Yeah. Well, they're out to hobble the law-abiding citizen here in Maryland and do nothing about the criminals.
Sure.
Nothing. Nothing.
Yeah, back River Peninsula, there's been two murders recently, and
that's what you said. Yeah.
It's just getting bad, and I don't trust the politicians to take care of the criminals. I'm going to do it myself.
The politicians will always take care of the criminals.
I would rather be tried by 12 than carried by 6.
Exactly. Yep. You make sense, Harvey.
Thank you,
buddy. Appreciate it. Yeah, pump action shotgun, buckshot, works just fine. I mean, you can always spackle, you can always replace the carpet, right? But you're not going to be able to replace the life of your loved one or yourself. So
I'd never heard that statement before. I like that.
What?
Be tried by 12 instead of carried out by 6.
Oh, yeah.
I just never heard that.
I think Lincoln said that.
I like it.
Or somebody.
I'll Google the quote.
Thanks, Harvey.
You have a good day.
You too, buddy. Thanks.
Bye, Harvey.
Bye-bye. Let's talk to Jeff. Hello, Jeff.
Good morning, Alan and Robin. How you all doing?
Good.
How are you
morning,
doing, buddy?
Jeff.
I'm on my way up from Sherwood down here by Tillman Island to Baltimore to give my friend some oysters for the weekend for the parties and all.
Cool.
Nice.
And I just wanted to say I'm looking forward to going to the Muskrat show.
Okay.
I was wondering if I can put my name in for the ticket.
You can.
You sure can.
Yeah,
Chris.
And he did.
Chris.
Chris said yeah.
Baltimore. And about 8 years ago, I moved down here on the Eastern Shore, and what a life, man.
No question. Hey, Jeff, got a question, or Chris, got a question. Do we have anybody enter for the tickets in the first hour?
No.
Jeff, you just got a pair of tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah, you got a pair of tickets. Do me a favor, though. I need you to give your address to Chris while you're on the line, okay?
Yes, sir, I will, and you have a good weekend.
All right. Wait a minute, Jeff. You just said use. Where did you move from?
You and Rob from East Baltimore, Dundalk.
Dundalk, oh, okay.
Make sure when you go down the show, you come in and say hi, okay?
Yeah, we'll be there.
That sounds great. I'll make sure I will.
All right, Jeff. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Don't hang up. Let's talk to Paul. Hey, Paul, how are you doing?
Good, Alan. How are you today?
Doing well.
I'm the guy that's got the 308.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, you remember me.
Of course.
But what I wanted to know was when Robin wasn't feeling well over this past holiday, you got my email.
So mm-hmm.
Did you follow through with a suggestion and go to Weiss's and get the Kluski noodles?
I did not.
What kind of noodles? I didn't get that message. Well, I was really out of it, so.
You'd have enjoyed it, Robin. They're Kluski noodles. They're Polish style noodles. They're heartier noodles. And then I don't know about Robin, I don't know about Alan's taste either, but when I make my chicken noodle soup, sometimes I put in some of the giblets, like the...
Oh, I love that, yeah.
Yeah, the liver, heart, and my girlfriend just said, wah!
I don't like to eat them, but I love the taste it gives the soup.
Yeah. I just like that. I was born and raised in Michigan. Maybe it's just one of those things. They used to make this dish called giblets and gravy, and it was tasty. But The reason I was calling is that in the earlier hour, you were talking about all those coyotes.
Yes.
And I'm in Howard County, and I got to tell you, there's a few out here.
No, a few. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, but anyhow, when you mentioned that term coy dog.
Yeah.
There was a special on Nature, the PBS channel, and they literally now have named a new species called coy wolf.
Really?
Yeah. They got all, like you say, mixed up. So, you know, if you have coyotes that were normally 50 pounds and a wolf that might be, whatever, a buck 20, now you've got these coy wolves. They're species of their own now. Their habitat or range is mostly northern Canada and, like, the Newfoundland area up there.
Mm-hmm.
So they haven't come down here this way. But, you know, when I was watching, I was like, my goodness, I had never heard of a coy wolf, let alone when you today said coy dog. So,
right.
Doing and stuff like that, but they do need to be controlled. I don't care if you're with PETA or Humane Society or any of that business. I mean, it's just God put us here as the stewards of this, you know, this great planet. So,
right.
Hope we don't destroy it. Anyhow, all right. Well, try to make some of that chicken noodle soup when you get a chance.
We're going to the grocery store today.
I just pulled up your email and I forwarded it to Robin, so she'll remind me.
Yeah, they're called Mrs. Weiss's egg Kluski noodles.
Kluski noodles, yep.
You won't go back to the regular ones. Well, you'll go back to them for other things, but these things really make a great chicken noodle soup.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right, you two. Have a
All right.
Day.
Thanks, Paul. Hey, look, when I hit the Powerball, I'll be picking up that 308.
It'll be here. It's in a nice case.
Uh-huh.
It's a brand-new case, and there's like, believe it or not, there's two brand-new boxes of Winchester, 150 grain.
Ooh.
And then this gun was, like I say, from the early 60s.
Yeah.
There's a couple of original boxes of, like, Super X.
Yeah, I have a couple original boxes of Super X from of 284s that 795, 595. I remember.
I'm sure it'll still be here. It doesn't seem to be a big
not a big market. I get it.
You know, and especially that, like you say, that you know that gun case, like you say, that those things have become like. You know the buffets people used to have with hutches and discreet and stuff?
Yep.
You can't give them away anymore.
No, you can't.
No, these millennials, the reason is they don't have anything they want to display.
Right. Good point.
They don't. You can't. I'm telling you, you can get these things beautiful, and they'll be like $600 or less.
Yep.
And just amazing. They'll become like a telephone booth eventually.
Probably.
They will.
All right. Thanks, Paul.
God bless you all.
Thank you, buddy.
Have a great
Take
one.
Care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That quote is not easy.
What?
That quote, to find out whose quote that is.
Yeah.
So far, I've got an Ice Cube.
Ice Cube.
I'm not and sure. Some guy called Randy Acorn. I don't know.
I don't know who that is.
Me neither. I'm still looking.
All right. Any callers on the line there, Chris?
No, sir. And we do have to take another break.
We do have to take another... You keep telling me that? Golly, man.
It's time management.
Time management. I know. Well, I think we're caught up except for Clyde's. So, and then a couple that you have there. So I think we'll talk about Clyde's 10-day sale. That's coming up here soon. We want to tell the folks about that and get it on their calendar so they can take inventory of their fishing tackle and see how many rods they have that have guides that are broken or tips that are missing or the line that hasn't been changed for 4 years or 5 years or 10 years, and they want to use that rod and go fishing. And I will be ranked among those people because we haven't been fishing that much, have we?
No, it's my fault.
It is.
I know.
You are solely to blame.
I know. I take it.
So... And we've got the best fishing in the world right here.
I know. Keep it up.
Snakeheads. Clyde Sports Shop will also take care of your snakehead tackle needs as well. But their sale, their 10-day sale, it's called the Let's Go Fishing Sale. Friday, March 6th through Sunday, March 15th. And
just about everything's on sale. Tackle for perch and trout and pan fishing, catfish is on sale. But I want to talk about the kids' stuff. The kids' combos and fishing kits are on sale. You know, the little rod and reel combinations, they've got those. Ugly Stick makes a great one. And Shakespeare makes these fishing kits. It comes with like a tackle box attached to the rod and reel, mm-hmm. and they're specific for panfish or catfish or trout or something like that. They're pretty cool, actually, and they're all on sale. And then, you know, the spinning reels that they've got are great. It's the Penn Battle Series. You can look that up if you want, or go into Clyde's and take a look and see what that's all about, or the Pfluger President Series spinning reels, and there's like eight or six or something in each of those series for, you know, from 1,000 to 8,000, you know, the smallest to the largest, and they're all on sale as well. Shakespeare, Ugly Stick, Pfluger, all that's on sale. Clyde's is your supplier of live and frozen bait and minnows and fishing license and rod and reel repairs and, you know, hooks and weights and tackle for every species of fish. They're at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off a Beltway Exit 9 in Baltimore, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop, and we'll be right back.
Low pressure heading up the coast and giving us some breezy west winds and a couple of sprinkles around today. Our highs in the upper 40s this afternoon, 38 our low tonight. Sunday, partly cloudy, a high of 50, and then here comes some 60s early next week, Monday and Tuesday. High temps as warm as 62 degrees, not a record for us, but certainly much warmer than average, and wet weather Wednesday, Thursday, and cooler. I'm meteorologist Scott Laurie, more from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
It can take more than one day to see everything the Great American Outdoor Show has to offer. So take advantage of our ticket specials. Our afternoon ticket, good Monday, February 3rd through Thursday, February 6th, gets you in anytime after 3 p.m. for just $8. Then, don't forget to bounce back on Sunday, February 9th for free. Bring your ticket stub from any previous day of the 2020 Great American Outdoor Show and get in for free. Explore the world's largest outdoor sports show at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. Exclusions apply.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Radio 680
WCPM. I'm on a first name basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction. I got buzz basins, air spooks, pumpkin seeds, and flutes, booyah, crawfish jigs. I got a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig. My wife stays on me and my banker just told me that he's working on a tax deduction.
I'm dropping on my weapons of mass destruction.
My weapons of mass destruction. I wish I could sing like that. All my weapons of mass destruction. Yeah, not quite.
Mm-mm, not quite.
Never mind. Okay, don't quit my day job, right? All right. We got an interesting email here from a fellow by the name of Martin Belleville. His son Brandon is a commercial waterman in South Dorchester. He was a victim of a boat arson. His 40-foot Bailey dead rise, I guess, burnt to the waterline, total loss. He's a sole provider with a wife and two kids, young kids. He was one of two gentlemen that rescued back in 2016 the parents and kids on a Chesapeake Bay tour boat that ran into a sunken tank on the Honga River. He did receive an award from Governor Larry Hogan. So they're going to have a benefit dinner, auction, and a pig roast for him and his family, for those of you on the Eastern Shore, on February 22nd at the Moose Lodge in Cambridge. And they're raffling off a LWRC AR-15, doing a live auction, and I don't know what a tricky tray auction is, but that sounds like fun. Sporting goods stores, artists, and donating some nice stuff. So you might want to think about that. So February 22nd, 2020, there's a Facebook page, Martin Beville, B-E-V-I-L-L-E. I said that wrong. I'm sorry. Martin Beville, B-E-V-I-L-L-E. For Brandon, it's a GoFundMe page and all that stuff, too. So we'll let you know as we go along, more details and so forth. But you know what? Sounds like a good cause to me.
He helped people when they needed help, and now
he needs help.
He needs help. And
yep. You got it. All right. Cool. So we got a text here from – do we have any callers on the line there, Chris?
No, sir.
Okay. So, I don't know who this is. Joanne. We have a coyote in Hamilton, northeast Baltimore City. I saw it go after a neighbor cat in the yard, in her yard. She had to chase it off. Thought it was a tan German shepherd. Neighbor said it was a coyote. It's been known to kill cats. Local community reports of people being bitten by fox during the daytime. Bald eagle flew over her house. She's kind of listing these things on the text. Deer seen here too. So, coyote ate a cat, northeast Baltimore. Breaking news, alert the media.
I got a question.
What?
Can possums get rabies?
Sure.
I know, I thought so too. Somebody posted something and said that possums don't get rabies, and I just never heard that before.
Why couldn't they? Why wouldn't they?
I didn't make any sense to me. That's the reason I asked
the
expert.
Why don't you Google it? Can possums get rabies? I know what you're doing. But now that you brought it up, people want to know. We're at the end of the show. If you got this information and didn't share it, that's on you. Two more proposals here.
Geez.
Two more proposals. Allow the use of straight wall cartridges in center fire rifles and handguns in firearms deer season statewide. Rationale goal, new deer hunting opportunities can help reduce overall deer populations while helping to recruit, retain, and reactivate deer hunters. By the way, folks, the three R's, yes, that's the new focus now. Recruit, retrain, retain, and reactivate deer hunters. Recruit, retain, and reactivate. That's what this is all about. Other states have added this new opportunity in recent years, Delaware, Ohio, and Iowa, and so forth, with no known issues. Ballistics of straight wall cartridges are comparable to modern shotgun ballistics. And then the other proposal is remove the prohibition on using bonus antler deer tags in Deer Management Region A. The proposed action will not change the current bag limit in Region A. Hunters in the region will still be limited to harvesting a maximum of 2 antler deer per year, per license year, and they may not harvest more than 1 antler deer in a single weapon season. And the rationale is that folks from Region B travel to Region A, which has a different bag limit deal. So those proposals are all online. The press release came out this week. Public comments will begin on February 3rd. That's Monday. And there are two meetings to attend. One in Y Mills. That's February 10th at 7 p.m. at Chesapeake College, room 127, in the Y Mills Health Professions and Athletic Center. And then there will also be talking about the proposed waterfowl regulations as well. And then in Hagerstown, February 11th at 7 p.m. at South Hagerstown High School. And that's 1101 South Potomac Street in Hagerstown. So two public meetings on the wildlife proposals for the hunting seasons and the waterfowl stuff.
I got the answer.
Okay.
It says any mammal can get rabies.
Right.
Okay. But opossums, and this is from the Opossum Society of the U.S., is extremely rare. And they say it's probably either because they've become immune to it or their body temperature is so low.
Okay.
They only have a couple cases a year, maybe.
But they can. It's not like
right. They're not. But it's very, very rare.
Yeah. Okay. So we don't have to fear rabid possums as much as raccoons and coyotes.
It would take the possum so long to get to you. You'd be okay anyway.
Yeah, probably. A rabid possum. Possums are good. You know, people despise possums because of their ungainly appearance, unfortunately, but they do make a regular diet of ticks. Am I right? Did the Possum Society talk about their diet?
I'm sure they did. I had 11 reasons, things that you didn't know about opossums.
Maybe for another day.
Okay.
So
we're running out of time.
Yeah, we are. So send me that link and we'll talk about opossums. You know, during February, it's a good time to talk about that kind of
about
stuff.
About anything. Oh, yeah, it's right here. Opossum diet ticks.
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 Eat ticks.
One possum can eat 5,000 ticks in one season.
Wow.
So everybody needs to buy possums for their backyard.
Buy a possum for your backyard. Catch a possum for your backyard. I know one thing. If you scorch them in the wood burner just to get the hair off of them and scrape them a little bit, put a persimmon in your mouth and bake them, they're delicious.
I think you're really weird.
Any callers, Chris?
No, sir. And we are just about out of time.
What an interesting and varied show we've had today. So we appreciate all of our listeners out there putting up with this stuff. But you know what? We did try to bring you some information. We did try to bring you the new concepts for the hunting season. We talked about youth waterfowl. We talked about possums. We talked about fishing tackle. We talked about a benefit for a waterman.
Chicken noodle soup.
Chicken noodle soup. The unpopularity of wooden gun cases in your living room because, you know, you're displaying your guns and people can see them from the windows.
We talked about that?